Neptune's Boy. The Adventure Begins. Part 1. The Planet. At night, we may set our gazes to the sky. We can stretch our hands out and try to grasp the vastness of space. It can even be as simple as looking at our ceiling when we are inside, but the ones who can truly imagine are called visionaries. This story begins at a place far away, somewhere in the immense belly of the galaxy, a place where the meaning of quietness claims to exist, yet uncambered by the secrecy of silence, surrounded by darkness, a radiant world you could see in the obscurity of space, bringing about a glow to a desolated place. You may have heard of it in school or seen it on a cartoon. You may even know that it's also a blue planet, but the name given to it was the Ice Giant. This planet is so massive that it's able to have a total of 14 moons of different sizes orbiting around it. Unlike our planet, it was only cold. So cold that there was almost nothing on it. It was mostly full of big, white and blue clouds and winds gushing through in all directions like on a cold day in winter. The massive clouds seemed to go up, down, left and right. You could barely see anything, and with limited land, it would not be easy to find any soil to step on. Despite its environment, the planet was beautiful in its own ways. At times, you can even say it was peaceful. Certain clouds were frozen inside, as if somehow if someone were able to locate them, they could be used as ground. But with a mind of its own, in time, the planet characterized certain emotions. The Ice Giant seemed to be alone and sad. As a result, the gloomy weather-like response was always the norm, and it went on in this manner for thousands of years. Someone once told me that though misfortune is a catalyst for hope, when combined with imagination, it can create things beyond one's wildest dreams. I believe that to be true. Part 2, Birth. One day, as the world did its usual spin, winds and snow were at their highest levels. But somewhere in the midst of what was going on, you could see that something was coming to the planet from afar. A dazzling magical light was descending on it, and just like a shattered star, it drizzled what I could only describe as fairy dust. As it came down, everything around it went dark. It was the only thing you could see, and not even the brightness from the sun could outshine it. It was an unusually snowy day. Heavy storms kept forming, and being as if time itself had stopped for a moment. As the alluring light slowly softened, it remained just a few feet above the ground in one of the only places with snow-like sand on the planet, a place later called Soils of Neptune. As for when the light dimmed completely, a golden egg-like cocoon appeared, sounding like a heartbeat. The cocoon itself seemed to be alive, and through it, you could see a shadow of a being inside it forming. Not long after that, it began to crack, and the world shook again as the heartbeat-like sound coming from it increased. Out of it emerged a boy, and for the first time, life was being born on this planet. His birth was mythical. He was a son for this world, a guardian. Confused and radiant, he had blue skin and white stripes and beautiful white hair. His eyes were the same as a night sky full of stars. He was extraordinary. His name was to be Neptune. His first cry changed the weather in an instant, and the world went back to its usual cool. In just a few minutes of being born, Neptune's body had already aged to the point of appearing to be 5 years old, and his awareness and intellect had also grown. At the time, he didn't seem to be able to speak, but he could feel the world around him and its emotions. The planet rejoiced, for its king had come. At last, follow and subscribe for part 3.